Using short deadlines does not mean avoiding larger tasks, e.g. business plan, but rather breaking them into smaller milestones that can be completed in shorter time frames, outline, competitive research summaries, chapters, etc. 5. I gave him too many tasks and didn't set an order of importance. I advise sending one task at a time whenever possible and no more than two. If you want to cause your computer to hang or crash, open 20 windows and applications at the same time. If you want to do the same to your assistant, assign him or her a dozen tasks without prioritizing them. Recall our mantra, eliminate before you delegate. What does a good VA task email look like? The following example was recently sent to an Indian VA whose results have been nothing short of spectacular. Dear Soumya, thank you. I would like to start with the following task. Task: I need to find the names and emails of editors of men's magazines in the U.S., for example, Maxim, Stuff, GQ, Esquire, Blender, etc., who have also written books. An example of such a person would be A.J. Jacobs, who is editor-at-large of Esquire, www.ajjacobs.com. I already have his information and need more like him. Can you do this? If not, please advise. Please reply and confirm what you will plan to do to complete this task. Deadline: since I'm in a rush, get started after your next email and stop at 3 hours and tell me what results you have. Please begin this task now if possible. The deadline for these 3 hours and reported results is end of day Eastern Time Monday. Thank you for your fastest reply, Tim. Short, sweet, and to the point. Clear writing, and therefore clear commands, come from clear thinking. Think simple. In the next several chapters, the communication skills you develop with our virtual assistant experiment will be applied to a much larger and obscenely profitable playing field, automation. The extent to which you will outsource next makes delegation look like finger painting. In the world of automation, not all business models are created equal. How do you assemble a business and coordinate all its parts without lifting a finger? How do you automate cash deposits in your bank account while avoiding the most common problems? It begins with understanding the options, the art of dodging information flow, and what we will call muses. The next chapter is a blueprint for the first step, a product. This book is continued on Disc 4.